Oh, in terms of members?
Matt or...
There we go. Here's Justin. I placed a call to Matt, left a message on his cell phone yesterday. And he didn't pick up, so I left voicemail and just say, you know, we've been missing him the last few meetings and wondering if he's gonna come tonight, but I never got any word back.
Well, we have four things. We have new secretary, welcome.
Thank you.
I don't think we have any old business, we don't think we have any ministry.
We have a minutes. I thought they were sent to you, I saw the email. For July?
Oh, and then is it...
Yeah, I didn't see the email, but I might have missed it.
Is that, are they still going, are they both sent by my personal email, it has to go to...
Yeah, maybe that's why it's in the town email.
Which I've never set up.
Yeah. What we'll do is, one more month, I don't think will kill us. We'll have them in your packets next week in a hard copy, or next month in a hard copy.
That'd be wonderful.
All right?
Thank you.
I will make it, I will try and make it happen.
I'm gonna have to set up an email account.
I've done it twice, I've had to call the town and help, get help each time.
I mean, if you have an email account that you have now, I don't need another one, that's...
I'm too old, I don't check email. But anyway, so we'll just go on to the first order of business, which is the, appeal number 856. Applicant for an area variance, the applicant is proposing to place a new shed on the southeast corner of the rear yard of a parcel located in R1 zoning district at 8 Bayberry, tax map number 49.51-3-14, the town road. The applicant is proposing to place the shed at setback of 7 feet from the side property boundary and is seeking 5 feet of relief from the side yard setback requirement of 12 feet. So, and you're the applicant, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us your name and where you live and what you're doing.
Sure. Yeah, my name is Lee Talbot, I live at 8 Bayberry Drive. I've lived there over 25 years. And I kind of decided to find a building I wanted to do a shed for a while. Property's kind of small, so as far as getting one delivered, it's difficult. I got a beach field on one side and pretty narrow access to sidewalk on the other, so I was like, well, I'll build one myself. Somewhat handy, so, and then started at where I'd like to put it is in the southeast corner. I applied for a building permit with the town and I got verbal approval on it, but then they mentioned that the 12-foot setback. So I kind of looked at it and I really didn't want to put it there, the 12-foot setback, because of maple tree and some other things in the way, so I was trying to put it a little bit closer to the property. The property's pretty narrow, it's a 100-foot lot, so if you figure 12-foot setback on each side, that's like 25% of my width, and, you know, so I was trying to put it kind of in the corner if I could, so that's kind of what I filed for the area variance and requesting approval from the zoning board for this.
So just to be clear, the maple is, you know, a tree that you'd like to retain because of its size and maturity.
Yes.
And then there is an irrigation system, as I understand it, that...
Correct.
Would have to be rerouted.
Yes, I moved that over, yep.
All right, just wanted to make...
I'd just like to put on the record that I'm at 6 Bayberry Drive and the southeast corner of Mr. Talbot's yard, companies to my side of the yard. Lee and I have spoke often on this, I've seen the layout. I've actually said that, you know, if you wanted to go up to actually 50% of relief to request, and Mr. Talbot seems to be fine with the 42% that he's asking for. It is tucked behind that maple tree that you're describing in that back corner of the yard. I have no qualms. I don't know if we've had any type of public response to the letters.
We did, I was waiting for the public hearing to open up.
I'm sorry,
we had one in favor.
I just wanted to put on a record that, that I am a neighbor and I have no issues with this. Thank you, Chairman.
So open public hearing and ask if there's comment.
Yes, we did. We had a properly noticed public hearing and we did get one handwritten note in reply. It says, I own the property at 5 Bayberry Drive. I have no objection to the variance requested by Mr. Talbot. signed Andrew Tack, T-K-A-C is the spelling of the last name. And it's dated 6/24/2023. That's the only thing we got.
And there's nobody here to comment, so we'll close the public hearing.
I had gotten a lot of texts from my neighbors that got a letter, you know, so I thought we were going to have a full house tonight.
And then I also will just put on the record that this is a type 2 action.
So no secret?
No secret.
No county anything?
No county.
I think what I'm just going to do is review. This seems pretty straightforward. If anybody objects to it or has comments, please speak up. And I have no problem with Mr. Fitzsimmons being part of the deliberations.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
I'm just going to read the requirements to grant an area variance and again, review with the, we have staff notes from Mr. Martin for what's, their comments and things. The first is that a strict application, first requirement is a strict application of dimensional requirements which results in a specified practical difficulty to the applicant. And we talked about the maple tree and the irrigation system. You know, while certainly it's possible to move a tree and do all that stuff, it doesn't seem reasonable to me to do that. Not for such a, it's not minimal, but it's a reasonable request. The next is how substantial the requested variance is in relation to the requirements. It's 42% of relief. We generally grant 50%. That's kind of the cutoff to where we say we really have to look at this very carefully. 50% isn't really a hard and fast rule, but this doesn't seem to be a substantial request. Next is how the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. It makes sense to be able to have that tree in your yard, and it's a practical difficulty. Near irrigation system as well. It's not like you're building a house with a foundation and all that after you build your same storage. The next is that there will be no substantial change in character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties. Your next door neighbor's fine with it. It looks to me like it's fitting very well.
Yeah.
And then the last is that there's a, that won't be, this variance will be detrimental to the purpose of the zone in our town, basically. And again, I think it fits in. It's if anything, an improvement.
Sure.
And as it says in the staff notes, I'm just going to read the size, character, proposed location, scale, the proposed shed is consistent with other accessory uses and buildings in the neighborhood is not excessive in consideration of lot size and storage is proposed as proposed. And that's from the building department from Jim. Do we have any discussion? I think we've covered the requirements. We don't need secret, we don't need. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion for appeal number 856 to approve the 42% relief, allowing him this dimension, or whatever you're calling it.
7 foot?
Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Would you poll the board?
Absolutely. Kevin Mills?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Matthew Manning? Justin Farrell?
Yes.
And Gerard Endall?
Gerard Endall.
Gerard Endall.
Yes.
All right.
I'm used to it.
Are all seven of them going to adjourn?
We're going to have a shorter and shorter meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Boris. I want to thank you, everyone on the board, thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for your time.
Thank you for taking the time to come here.
Yes.
Not just for you.
And I do appreciate you, you do give a lot, because a lot of people shut their mouth. And then they come to us and want us to fix the mess they've made.
Right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that comment, so.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Adjourned, meeting is adjourned?
Meeting is adjourned.
Meeting's adjourned, here we go. Good night. That's a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Now I gotta get to work.
Yeah, I gotta get to work. We'll have to put a schedule together.